to the word of God, and as the Bible says in Psalm 119, the verse number 105, your word is a lamp on my feet and a light on my path. And this morning, I want you to be preparing your heart as a light or dear elder to be in to give us the word of God. And afterwards, let us pass on our team. We do not speak in this prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yeah, glory be to God. We thank God for this very day that He has given to us. And before we proceed to the word of God, I want us with one heart to sing this song, Captain of Israel Host. Captain of Israel Host and God.
Amen.
We pray that, O Lord, thy power, thy incomparable power will sustain us this morning. Amen. We devour and destroy every work of the enemy as your word is coming. We pray that your divine power and glory, O Lord, will rest upon your church and will redeem us and help us to be where you want us to be. We pray that your glory will be upon us. Pray that, Lord, let your hand be upon your church and prepare your church as your coming is near. We thank you as your word is coming. Let your heart, your word touch every heart and mind and soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let's please, let us turn our Bible to 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. And today, the title for the Word of God is Understand the Present Times and Know What You Ought to Do. And we'll take our reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 30.
And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the time, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200. And all their brethren were at the commandment. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God says that the children of Issachar, or the tribe of Issachar, understood the times that they were in. Into times. Times and seasons and moments are periods that present themselves in different forms. And it depends upon how one will see it and redeem the time or make use of it, understand that time, and take advantage of it. Times are also opportunities, and the sons of Issachar have the understanding of their time to make use of it. And they knew what as a tribe, they ought to do. So I pray, as a glorious church, that the Lord Himself is prepared to rapture us and present us unto His Father. I pray that in this very time that we found ourselves, we will understand the times that we are in, and we will know what to do. It is not by our might and by our strength, but it is only by the help of the Holy Spirit that the Lord has given to us that will help us for us to know what to do and will better us and prepare us for God. Bible says that the children of Issachar had the understanding of the times that they were in. And they were only, the number of them were about 200, and they were at the command of their brethren. So, I believe they are men that have experience of the times. they have dwelling most of the times, and they have great knowledge of the very world that they live in. And if it were to be in our day, in our world today, some would say that they are men of political acumen or knowing the current events to their own advantage. Some will also say that they are men who know for their understanding and physical science or prudence or wisdom. But we can see that if the children of Issachar or the tribe of Issachar had the understanding, it means that they are wise, and they were a people that will understand the very time what they ought to do and to be able to overcome and live a good life. So the men of Issachar also knew how to live in any given time. They had the sense of what to think, how to act or behave in the manner of which to respond to their roles of their life, and how to play in the light of times in which they live in. They also had the ability to accurately assess the situation. So I pray that as a church, the Lord will give us the capacity and the ability to assess the situation of this time that we are in, and know how better to manage ourselves, live freely, and also depend upon the Lord, and also exempt ourselves from the worldly things, not to be able to conform ourselves to the world, but will be conformed to the word of God, so that the word of God will prepare us and help us to understand truly the word that we live in. I pray that you and I will understand the time we are in now and know that this is a time for us to be near to the Lord or lean on Jesus Christ and know what to do to better our lives and prepare for the Lord Jesus. When we look at Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 4, it also reads, "And do this, understand the time, understand the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave differently in the daytime and not in orgies or drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in deception and jealousy. Rather, close yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Brethren, or the church, God is allowing us today to hear this word to understand the present time that we live in. The word of God says that the hour has come for us to wake up. If the church is in deep sleep, we have to wake up and acknowledge that whatever promise, whatever that the Lord has said in His word, that when He's coming, things that will, the signs that we see, have all revealed itself, or they have all come into play for us as a church to know. So we have to wake up this morning. The word of God is saying that we can wake up from our slumber, because our salvation is nearer than we first believed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Night is nearly over. We can see that as day and night is coming, the Lord, the day of the Lord is approaching. And so we have to put aside any deeds of darkness that is in our life. That will not help us for the Lord coming. Because if we don't understand the present time that we are in, and we live our life just like that, when the Lord comes, we cannot go with him. So I'm pleading with each and everyone to this very morning that we have to understand the times. For the children of Issachar understood the times and they knew what they have to do. And as we read, the Bible says that we should put on the armor of light. And brethren, let us all put on the armor of light, because the one that we are worshiping or we have believed in, he is a God of light, and there is no darkness within him. And there is no deed of the darkness within him. There is no deed of the world within him. There is nothing of the world that is in him. He does not compromise with the world, but rather he is a God of himself that is willing to see that his church lives in righteousness and abides fully in him. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God also says that we can rather close ourselves with the Lord Jesus. We should put on Jesus. As you one may think, when you are ready to go to work and you are dressed fully, the clothing that you put on, if you have that, like you have that at the back of your mind or within you, that you have put on Jesus, I think that alone will help you. And as you walk to your workplace, as you walk into the environment that you have to be in, you know that you have Jesus on. So you will ask decently, so you will talk well, and you will behave yourself so that the things that are in Jesus Christ will show forth itself and glorify the Lord. Because the way you have behaved decently has worn somebody out, and that person is coming to the marvelous life that you are in. That person is also coming in there to have Jesus Christ as their personal savior. I think it's good for this time that we begin for us to understand very well, because it is a time that a lot of things have surrounded us. It is a time that you and I have to understand that our Lord is coming. And we need to understand these times and prepare ourselves for the Lord.
Amen.
And then when we read 2 Chronicles, verse 7 to 14, it also says that if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Now may I pray that our eyes will be open. The Lord said that now my eyes will be open and my ears will be attentive to the prayers offered in this place. This is what the Lord is saying, that if my people that are called by my name, we are being called by the Lord's name. And I quite remember when I was born and I was sent to the church when they were at my parents were about to give me a name. That name that they gave to me was a name that God himself was present at his church. And God knew of this name. So I when I believe in Jesus Christ too, the Lord took me as his own. So I'm being called by God. Hallelujah. And you are being called by God. So the eyes of the Lord is upon you. So he's saying this morning, these my people who are called by my name, if we are being called by his name, that means that we are a peculiar people that the Lord himself loves. God has destined us for a special purpose. We are being loved by him, and he loves us, brethren. Church, the Lord loves us. But the Lord wants us to do something in this time that we found ourselves to be in. He wants us to pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. And then he's promising us that when we are able to do this, then he also do his own by forgiving us and then heal us from everything. And then he will also heal our lives. Your land can be your job. Your land can be your marriage. Your land can be your children. Your land can be anything that the Lord has given to you. And then lastly, the Lord says that now my eyes will be open and my ears will be attentive to the prayers offered in this place. The actual place was the house of God. But today we know that we are also a glorious church. A church, our bodies, whom we have presented to God as a living sacrifice, is also the church place for God. So anytime we pray within us or we pray in any environment that we find ourselves to be in, the Lord will hear us if only we turn away from our wicked ways and cling to Him. The Lord says that now my eyes will be open. Church, the eyes of the Lord is open this morning. And His ears are being attentive to any prayer that we will offer as we hear His word. After the word, any prayer that we will offer, the Lord will open His eyes and be attentive to it and hear it and then also act upon our prayers for us. So I pray that as you have availed your heart, and mind and soul and spirit to the Lord this morning, as you are hearing His word, may the good Lord hear you. May the good Lord heal you. May the good Lord help you to stand away from anything. Give you the ability and the capacity to be able to understand the time that you are in and to be able to walk differently, to be able to believe in Him and cling to Him, so that when He arrives, you'll be part of Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, in our world that we live in, if only the church will understand the world that we live in well, we will know that we are in a time of moral decline. The world we live in today has given birth to many forms of negative attitudes. The world that we live in is a world that if you don't take care, you will compromise to the things of the world. There is also spiritual apathy. Today, we can see that a lot of Christians have lost the motivation to walk in the Spirit. They lack the interest of the Word of God. Indifference and unconcern have taken place in most of our lives. What then can the church do to understand the times that we are in and be a glorious church that the Lord is seeking to reveal unto His Father or to show forth to His Father? It is only when the church will humble themselves or recognize any failures, show sorrow, and renew our commitment to the Lord. It is only when the church will pray and ask for mercy from Jesus Christ and depend upon Him and trust in Him for intervention. Our prayers must be an earnest one, be able to sustain us as a church. So God will answer our prayer from heaven. You and I, we have to speak His faith. We need to turn to Him with our whole heart and long for His presence in these times that we found ourselves. The church needs to turn from its wicked ways, repent and turn from everything, and renounce conformity to the world, and draw near to Jesus Christ for mercy, forgiveness, and healing. I pray that the Lord will hear from heaven this morning and listen to our prayers that will be offered this morning, and show us compassion. May the Lord forgive the church and the entire world of anything. Cleanse us as we understand the times that we are in. I pray that the Lord will restore His favor upon us, His presence upon us, His peace upon us, holiness, and His power among us, so that we will not be conformed to the things of the world, but will be empowered and destroy the activities and works of the evil one. in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord heal the church and pour rain out for us. Give us physical favor and blessing. Overshadow us with the Spirit for spiritual awakening. And reach, and so that we also may be able to reach the lost. I pray that as Christians, may the Lord help us so that we may be able to attain His higher standards of moral conduct that is needed in times like this, as His coming is so near. I pray that the church will put on the Lord Jesus and submit to His Lordship, accept His moral standards, live in constant fellowship with Jesus Christ, and depend upon the strength of the Lord Jesus. As I bring this message to a close or end, church, the children of Issachar, they understood the time that they were in. They knew what they ought to do. And as you have heard the word of God, I pray that you understand the times that we are in. We are in so many things. There is a place now, and all the nations are suffering. Cities and towns, they don't know what to do. But I pray that as we are the children of God and as disciples of the Most High God, the Lord will help us to understand spiritually the times that we are in. And physically, you will also help us to understand this physical world that we see with our naked eyes, and help us and sustain us. How, as I bring this message to a close, ask yourself, how do you see or understand the world that you live in today? What are some of the challenges of this generation and the next to come? What are the struggles between good, evil, or right or wrong in the world you live in today? What is the direction of these lifestyles of the world heading? The world is full of negative attitudes, so many kinds of things that is affecting us today. What is the nature of this world pandemic that is it's affecting us? This virus that is affecting us. When you look at the nature of it, you cannot even understand how it came about. But the Lord knows everything about it. And the Lord is here to help us as a church. Nobody should be afraid. For when we enter into prayer, when we link to Him, when we cling to Him, when we call upon Him, the Lord will sustain us. God has not given us a spirit of timidity, of fear, but He has given us a spirit of power that will sustain us in times like this. So in this time that we are in, brethren, church, I'm encouraging everyone that the Lord is with us. Because He has promised us in Exodus 14:14 that whatever that we see today, we shall not see them no more. For He will fight our battles for us so that we can uphold our peace. Hallelujah. Now, I'll entreat you all the church to decide for yourself. How do you want to live your life in this time that we found ourselves in? How do you want to live a meaningful life? What are some of the consequences, the impact, and the influence for the cause of Jesus Christ if you don't close yourself with the Lord? As I end, may the peace of the Lord be with you. May God grant you the wisdom, the insight, and understanding to understand the very times that you found yourself to be in, and be able to have the ability to approve yourself in His way, so that the world will root you in Jesus Christ, and when He comes, you will not find yourself wanting. May the Lord bless His way. Amen.
Amen. Amen.